The city of Prince George is tossing aside its commercial waste business. Garbage collectors will now focus instead on collecting illegal trash dumping, litter, and picking up used needles. The change means business owners will now have to look for private service collectors to pick up their trash. Sean LeBrun is the city's manager of parks and solid waste services, and we reach him by phone this morning. Hi, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Why do you think it's better for the city to deal with illegal dumping and needles rather than commercial waste?
Well, I think it's our responsibility. Obviously, first of all, we have a responsibility to the residents and the public of Prince George to make sure that the city is clean and safe for the residents, really.
How big a problem are needles in the city?
You know what? Needles is something that we've seen a real resurgence in over the years. Probably in the last 5 years, we've seen an increase of, it's back to really probably the early 2000s levels, where needles was kind of at an all-time high, and they were showing up all over the place, and then for a while they kind of disappeared. And now it's back on the rise, and we're finding them all over the place.
So when you were seeing lots of needles back in the early 2000s, what did the city have to do then?
So what we've done down, especially in the downtown and the back alleys, we have some drop boxes that were built specifically for the collection of used needles. So we have this used needle collection run that we do every week. We go down and we empty these boxes in the downtown core. And the numbers, like I said, basically we were down to zero. You know, nobody was using them. And I don't know what that comes from, whether that's, the different way of people are doing drugs or whatever the case may be. But again, now we're finding, 50, 60, 70 needles, a week or a month in these boxes. So it's gone through the roof.
And it sounds like not just the boxes either. Are you finding needles elsewhere as well?
Oh, we get calls for, stairways. Our gardeners in the parks department, we're finding them in gardens again. We're finding them in raised beds. We're finding them, on the grass. So it's definitely something that has kind of come full circle in the city of Prince George. So it's important that we have the ability to respond when we do get these calls, that we can dispatch somebody right away to go down and collect these needles safely.
And you were finding that when the city was focused on collecting that commercial waste, that the resources were being diverted from the needle cleanup?
You know what? It's not even a matter of we weren't doing it in the past. It's something that in Prince George, the Solid Waste Services Division, it's relatively small considering, the size of the city. We have 8 or 9 workers. We have 23,000 residential accounts. So the staff are very busy picking up residential garbage. There's been a shift in, these other things that we're responsible for. The illegal dumping is something that's kind of taken off again. And these other issues, we just didn't have staff available. So in order to meet these change in priorities, we needed to look internally at how we could be more efficient. And the commercial collection was a very small run, a couple hundred accounts, that was very time consuming. These accounts were spread all over the city, and the operator was one person who spent most of their day driving, from stop to stop, collecting garbage from, all over the city.
I want to get back to the changes to the commercial waste pickup, but you say that illegal dumping is also on the rise. How much? What are you seeing?
You know what? We see everything from commercial waste, construction waste. We see even residential garbage. And, it's not something that we're 100% sure why there's been an increase in the amount of illegal dumping, but in Prince George, being in the middle of the forest where we're at, it's not hard to drive down a road and find somewhere where you feel, that you're not a lot of people around. You can drop off your garbage for whatever. I'm not sure what makes these people think that's okay, but it's definitely something we're dealing with.
How concerned are you that by curtailing commercial waste pickup, you might actually be generating more illegal dumping?
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all, because it's there's thousands of commercial accounts in the city of Prince George. We have multiple private waste collectors and haulers. It's a service that is readily available in the city of Prince George. It's not like the city is getting out of the business and leaving people high and dry. There's all, you know, the private sector is more than happy to take over these accounts, and these are smaller accounts that have, for whatever reason, stayed with the city of Prince George when we used to actually collect commercial garbage, you know, full on back in the early 90s. So
We did reach out to the Prince George Chamber of Commerce to gauge their reaction to this move. I want to play you a little bit of tape here. We have a word from Christy Ray. She's the chamber CEO.
We were surprised about this, to be honest. We hadn't been consulted about this or given any opportunity to poll our members or get a sense of what the business community locally thinks about this or the viewpoint on that. So some of the concerns that we have involve things such as volume. We're dealing with a lot of small businesses here, and many of them don't necessarily have the need for the large metal bins that are generally used by the private waste disposal companies. They have such small waste volumes.
So there you go. That's a word from the CEO, Christy Ray, of the Prince George Chamber of Commerce. What do you make of that, Sean, that concern?
You know what? I think it's probably just a little bit of not knowing that what's available in the private sector. I know from my discussions with the private haulers that they offer basically the same manual type collection service that the city was providing. So, you know, I don't think that the ma and pa shop that doesn't have enough waste to use a 6-yard overhead bin will still be able to put out, you know, 2 bags of garbage, 3 bags of garbage, whatever they're generating. So it's probably just a lack of information, you know, on what's available.
And in the meantime, the needles and illegal dumping is piling up.
Well, it's about response times and service levels, right? It's important that we have the staff available to respond in a timely fashion. Is it acceptable for something to sit there for 6 days while we try and figure out how we're going to free people up from doing other things to go pick this stuff up? So, you know, I know that in other municipalities in the province, they have, you know, dedicated full-time illegal dumping staff that basically that's all they do is go around picking this stuff up, cleaning up, you know, from the homeless people that are living in green belts and in parks and all over the place. So it's something that the city...
Could that be the next step for the city?
Having full-time staff? You know,
yeah.
What, I don't know if we're big enough to have somebody that's all they do. We're probably a medium-sized municipality that, you know, our staff have to be pretty flexible and pretty well-rounded, and they have multiple duties that they're responsible for, but who knows? Hopefully not. I mean, if we get to the point where we need full-time illegal dump cleanup staff, we might be in trouble.
Sean LeBrun, good of you to chat with us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Sean LeBrun is manager of Parks and Solid Waste Services for the City of Prince George. We reached him by phone this morning. We want to know about the situation with illegal dumping in your town. You can let us know. Email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.